Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I am joined by another amazing Life University student, Mr. Elijah.
So great to be here. So great to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. How's your quarter going so far?
So far, so good. You know, I'm an Indiana boy, came from Indiana, so I like Georgia weather a lot, but right now it's getting kind of cold. We're in the winter quarter, so.
Yeah, it's getting very cold, as a Puerto Rican can tell.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So Elijah, what quarter are you in? You are in the chiropractic program, but where are you in the program?
Yeah, so I'm a DC student. I'm in the 12th quarter. So I'm wrapping it up. I'm getting towards the end. I feel like an old guy kind of.
Oh my God.
Our quarter is kind of a interesting thing for me because I came from semesters, right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. But 12th quarter, getting ready on the downhill slide, getting ready to actually get going, you know, doing the real stuff. Because I love school, but there are things I'd like to do outside of school. So I got big plans.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So it is a 14 quarter program. If you weren't aware, you're in the 12th quarter, which means are you in the peak program right now?
Not yet. I'll be peaking in a couple quarters.
Nice. That's so awesome. So exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about what even got you to chiropractic.
Yeah. So I'm a really untraditional student. So I'm the first person in my family to go to college. Wow. I was really trying to figure out, you know, how this stuff works. I come from a small community in Salem, or in Indiana, called Salem. Mm-hmm. We have about 6,000 people total. So
wow.
small town.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do. Neither one of my family members had gone to college. So originally I went to school for journalism at Ball State University in Indiana, which is David Letterman's alma mater.
Mm.
So I thought it would be interesting to go and try to be a David Letterman type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I quickly learned that it's a little bit tougher than you think just to get a job like that. So I went to journalism and studied particularly to be like a news reporter.
Yeah.
I liked news. I liked public relations, yeah. But kind of along the veins of I liked exposing things that were like lies, like bring out the truth.
Mm.
So when I was working there at school, I loved reading and writing. I loved presenting, making those type of things. But I didn't necessarily love the field.
Mm.
I was in school during the 2016 election of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of made me think a little bit strange about how these journalists are.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped aligning with kind of the things that I was interested in and what I wanted to do and help people with.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, being the first person in my family, I thought, well, what can I do with this degree? I don't want to just switch now.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of pivoted and I transitioned a little bit into sales. So as I graduated in 2017, I went into Medicare insurance sales with Humana.
Mm.
And it was a great experience. Like I loved it a lot, great job. But here I was 20 something, 23 or 24, working with 65 plus year olds. And all of my coworkers were, you know, a couple of decades old, at least a decade older than me. So it was harder for me to have just gone from graduating school in a small town to moving to a big city and having this job and not really having like work connections.
Hmm.
So that's kind of my introduction to health though. And while I was there in that job, I met somebody in my church that was a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of planted the seed, you know, hey, you should check this out. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. You know, and eventually I signed up for an appointment at his office, went there. My only goal was just better overall health.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem or anything. I didn't even really understand chiropractic at the time. I was just very interested in what this guy was like, how he was living his life.
Yeah.
So that was my introduction. And now it's crazy because this year I'm planning on graduating and having my whole doctorate. So,
wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited.
That's such a beautiful way to, just be so proud as a family member to have someone not only just go to college, but graduate with a doctorate degree.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Congrats, Elijah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, because I've always felt like, so I have one sister,
uh-huh.
And I'm the older of the two of us.
Uh-huh.
So I've always felt like kind of like the need to be the leader of the pack a little bit, like the firstborn. So for me, you know, I'm in a lot of situations where I don't have anybody to go to for advice necessarily. I'm the first person doing it. And I think that's exciting though, because usually in life, when you get to those points, you're actually doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a little bit harder for me to be like satisfied. You know, like I'm wanting to try to do something that hasn't been done before. So, you know, for my family, it's kind of crazy sometimes even just calling them and talking about what I'm doing here in the doctorate program.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for them, and like, no offense, but it seems like a high school.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like, well, this is a little bit more extensive than high school.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
But I'm excited.
But it's
excited.
The only reality they have to compare at at the moment.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. What a beautiful thing. So what I'm hearing you say is that you like being a disruptor.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm very disruptive. I feel like it's a good thing though, especially in this field.
Exactly. That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah. Just, I feel like, you have to have an entrepreneurial spirit. Just because there's a lot of people that have preconceived notions of what we do, mm-hmm. or what they think they're going to get when they go to an office. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to have a little bit of that quality of a disruptor, just because you are exposing something that people don't know about. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was as a kid in a community. Like, I always thought if you got hurt, there's only two ways to get healed, and that's surgery or medication or something like that.
Right.
So getting into this program and just learning the real truths, like 100%, you have to be a disruptor. You have to say, listen, I'm going to tell you something that you may have never heard before. Mm. You know, you have to believe it or else it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Right. And I believe it 100%. I remember when I was in Life Leadership Weekend here, which we'll have this weekend. Actually, I'm really excited to work at, but, I remember thinking like, if this is a huge mistake,
yeah,
and I graduate, the bare minimum, like if I just walk out and I fail in business, fail in all this, I'll at least know this information from my family. Mm. You know, and that was huge for me because I just felt kind of sheltered when I was growing up. We didn't know a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was nice to be able to, at least for me, come in here and learn a lot of things. And that's what makes me disruptive, I think.
Yeah. That's a beautiful point of view. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Life Leadership Weekend. It's this weekend and you're working it because you're a student ambassador.
Absolutely.
And that's my absolute most favorite group in the whole entire planet.
Yes, I know. So Dr. Garcia was one as well. She kind of alluded to, but this weekend we'll be doing Life Leadership Weekend, which will be my 8th, something like that. But Life Leadership Weekend is an opportunity for those to come and experience chiropractic and see if life is right for you. But mm-hmm. it's not necessarily for life. You know, I'd say chiropractic is right for you, or just maybe just getting a paradigm shift in your health definition. Because mm-hmm. we have folks that come here that are, you know, the moms or dads, the parents or relatives that end up signing up for school. Mm-hmm. You know, just because of the experience at the weekend. So exactly. I love seeing it. As an ambassador, we get to work that event, which I think is, being there is amazing mm-hmm. because you get to learn a lot about yourself. But getting to see it from the other side, I think is more beautiful. Mm. Like I can see where, you know, as a student, like I seek mentorship, and I can see like, you know, once you get into that role, what exactly are you trying to accomplish?
Right.
At that point, I think the mentor, you want your mentee to excel yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's beautiful to see that in Life Leadership Weekend because you're excited to be there. It's an awesome experience. But then when you get to facilitate it, mm-hmm. it's like a whole different level because you know how they're feeling. You know, the possibilities that you just unlocked just for showing them a couple of different things a little bit differently than normally I've seen them.
Yeah. Disrupting the idea.
Disruptor. We got a theme going on.
I love that. So Elijah, tell me a little bit about that shift of going from journalism and communications, public relations into a very dense science program and how was adapting into that and how did you harmonize through that?
Yeah, great question. So I think as a chiropractor, you have to be adaptable. I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of our whole thing is we're trying to make your body more adaptable to the environment.
Right.
So that doesn't only just apply to your body. It's also about shifting a lot of your thought processes and how you use your brain. So for me, I don't think I necessarily shifted. I'm still kind of trying to complete exactly where I'm supposed to be at in life.
Yeah.
And I think with the journalism background, it actually gives me a unique perspective. Mm-hmm. So I tell people that my undergrad actually taught me how to tell a story. And then my graduate program is showing me what to tell that story about. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, I see a lot of like at the beginning of the program, when I first started, it was a little tough because I have a little curve coming in. I go from the only science class I had was astronomy mm-hmm. to the maximum doctor level science classes, you know, so there was a little bit of a curve just trying to anticipate what I needed to know or like catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
But then on the back end, I always think, you know, it's not where you start, it's where you finish.
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of what I have going on is a unique perspective for this. We don't have a lot of people that have a journalism background or have like that arts background. Mm-hmm. So what that does is that invites different people into my office, right? Mm-hmm. And my focus for care is a little bit different because I'm focused on like, what's your story, mm-hmm. right? Like I think about myself going in and taking these science classes for you, mm-hmm. right? Like the science classes aren't always fun, right? Like
right.
Sometimes they're fun, sometimes they're not, most of the time they're not, but I think about it like I'm going in here and I'm getting this information for you.
Right.
Right. And then my goal is when I'm with you is I'm trying to tell your story. Mm. And sometimes people are not that great at telling their stories. They think they don't have a story or they think that they're not very important. And I would just submit that that's completely false. Mm-hmm. Like you have a story, you have something that you're here for, you're built for. And my job is to get you to, you know, bring that out, but then also help you live that life, right? Mm. That was the frustrating part about Medicare insurance. I love that job. I did really well at that job, made a lot of money. But it was frustrating because I could only sell you insurance, right? Now it was only just a support system. Mm. Chiropractic is beautiful because you get to be there with that person. And it's like intimate, but you're also unlocking potential in this person.
Right.
When I first started shadowing my chiropractor in Salem, we had this lady that came in and she was, most people that are in pain are not very nice to be around, right? And she was not that nice to be around, right? And we just kept treating her and treated her for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. This lady would come in, she would want selfies with me, wants hugs and everything. And that was before I really knew anything about how chiropractic works or what care plans look like and all that kind of stuff. But it sold me because I saw this lady like literally transform.
Right.
So just, you know, with having a different background, I don't think that's necessarily a disadvantage. I think it's Absolutely a huge advantage. Mm-hmm. And I love to see that through people. And I think, you know, I think I'm uniquely positioned for a unique time for chiropractic. Chiropractic is fairly young. We're only 150 years old. Mm-hmm. And we need more exposure that doesn't look like TikTok, doesn't look like Snapchat, things that are a little bit more streamlined with things like Life University or things like true principal chiropractors are wanting to see, right? Then it gives a little authenticity, a little bit of merit to what we do. Even though we know that, you know, there's a public perception that's a little bit different.
Absolutely. I mean, when you go viral for snap popping and cracking.
Yeah. The ring dinger, right?
The ring dinger, exactly. It does give inevitably a different perception. And that's something that I always like to share with different people that come into the office. I always, I guess, try to explain it from the perspective of a traveler, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, for example, I went to Thailand and I spent days and days and days there, and my perception of Thailand was just Bangkok. And when I left Bangkok, that Thailand that I get to meet, I'm like, that's what you're trying to get to. You're trying to meet who you are when everything aligns. You're trying to meet how you are able to perform. And it's the same experience. And it's going to be changing, different experience chiropractor to chiropractor. But at the end of the day, it's about your experience through it, right? So it's not just the crack. It's your ability of your body to respond to that, whatever input it is.
Yeah. Right?
And it's really beautiful that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that because, you know, I think that's what you're looking for is that not just the crack, right? I mean, the crack's kind of fun when we're actually adjusting, right? It's cool, but it's more about the story that's behind that motion, you know, the potential that's unlocked. Absolutely. Because, you know, it's proven every single adjustment has an effect on your prefrontal cortex, which is something that controls mood, executive functions, thoughts, and things like that. If more people knew that, you know, I think everybody would be lined up for a chiropractic adjustment.
Absolutely.
But the way that it's currently marketed is, you know, and there's nothing wrong with the ring dinger. I think some of his principles are solid, but it's these people getting like crazy adjustments.
Yeah.
And it kind of waters down the version of the story we're trying to tell.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I love that. I'm really excited for you to call you colleague soon.
Yeah.
I can't wait either. Absolutely.
I got senioritis.
So I'm really excited for everything that you're doing, everything you're becoming. Congratulations on everything you've already accomplished and good luck on what's left. It's nothing, but it is a little bit.
Thank you very much. Like, we'll make it through. We'll keep warm and look forward to calling you colleague as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Elijah. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your quarter. Stay warm-ish kind of for you. I'm not really sure what to tell you.
get my coat on.
Yeah, get your coat on. All right. Well, have a beautiful rest of your day. And thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Living Life at LifeU. Bye-bye.